It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Oh my gosh, it is so great to be here, especially with this first segment on this show. Welcome everybody. Okay, here it is. I'm just going to name the title. 8 additives that are right here in the United States. People here, Americans, consuming them on a daily basis, if not hourly basis. And guess what? They are banned in other countries. I have 2 esteemed guests here with me, and I'm actually going to throw it to them. Mira Kalton. It's Kalton, correct?
Correct.
Oh, yes. All right. So Mira Kalton and Dr. Jason B. Kalton, they literally, I'm looking at their bio, and I have to tell you, there's at least, after both of their names, there's at least 17 letters that are separated by commas because they have so many credentials and so much distinguishment. I'm going to let both of you introduce yourselves, and then let's get right into this because our listeners need to know what's going on.
Okay, well, we're going to keep it really short for you. So I'm a certified nutritionist, and I'm also a certified fitness chef. So I sort of came about learning all this because I was very sick at a young age, and I sort of realized that food was the only thing that was going to heal me, and I actually healed my own illness in 2 years.
Well, what are you doing tonight? Because I think that so many people would
cooking,
want you.
It sounds like,
yes,
for you.
Exactly. No. Oh, no, please. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and Dr. Holly, hi. I am, of course, a PhD in human nutrition and a fellow of the American Association of Integrative Medicine. But I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I've probably learned more about nutrition from my clients and also our travels to over 135 countries over 7 years living with remote tribes to try to really understand how diet and lifestyle affects our health.
Wow, that's amazing. So, well, I'm right there with you, and I'm so glad that you're joining me. I mean, I'm a people know, and they probably, like, if I say it again, I'm an avid CrossFitter and a CrossFit coach, and certainly food has changed my life. I was disordered eating from a young age, from a very chaotic family, et cetera. But, you know, food as medicine, I mean, literally, I think just completely healed. And I would say, I would stretch to say all aspects sometimes, mind and body and spirit and emotions and all of it. So I think what's really important for this segment, though, these additives, let's start talking about that and why they are still so prevalent in our society here.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The manufacturers of food, the food processed food, the big companies that are creating these foods, they are doing it for one reason. They want to sell you as much of it as possible. And so they learn how to sneak in these little triggers that are going to keep you eating and keep you purchasing. What they're not going to do is they're not going to keep you healthy. And that's why we wrote our book, Rich Food, Poor Food, because we wanted to tell you all about which things you had to steer clear of and then give you options for safer foods in the same categories.
This is amazing. You're exactly right. I think that it's an industry, and you know it's an industry when it's marketed, it's managed, and it makes a profit. And it's so sad to me when our basic fuel that we put inside our bodies to make our biochemistry run, every single cell in our body runs on, if you've ever taken a nutrition class, and I know you've taken several of them, it's kind of like taking... I mean, I should say if you ever take a biochemistry class, it is like taking a nutrition class because every single biochemical reaction that we have in our body is fueled by these vitamins and minerals and enzymes that we get from our food. And the fact that it's become an industry is sad in and of itself, I would say. But let's get into these additives.
Yeah. So, you know, the first one we want to talk about is artificial colors. And I think a lot of times people say, well, you know, I've heard about artificial colors. But think about why the manufacturers put it in. It's because our brains are hardwired. When we see bright yellows, greens, reds, orange, purples, blues, those colors, those same colors that, you know, you might make up, you know, if you go walk into a candy store, you'd see. You'd also see if you walked into the produce section of your grocery store. And that's because when we see these colors with our eyes, it sends a signal to our brain, go get it, eat it, because those have those vital vitamins and minerals you just got done talking about in them. And so we think that if we're going to eat those, we're going to get those vitamins and minerals that our body needs to get. Well, the manufacturers of these, you know, bland, beige-colored, often starch-laden foods realized that, and they said, well, my goodness, they did some research, and they found out that when they put bland-colored macaroni and cheese that was made exactly the same way, what they did is they took just one pot of macaroni and cheese, bland-colored, gave it to people. They said, it didn't taste so good. They take the exact same macaroni and cheese, just added the color to it, which has no taste factor whatsoever, and all of a sudden people raved about it. Oh, my goodness, it looks better, it tastes better, it's 100% better.
Do you know why?
So that's what they're doing.
This is so amazing. So I tell people about this all the time, the cephalic stage of digestion. People think we start digestion in our mouth, but gosh darn it, if it tastes, if it looks good, it starts in your eyes. And so they're using that bio, they're using that,
That's exactly right. And I want people to realize that, because a lot of these colors are in kids' foods especially. But in many different European countries, and now in the UK, the artificial colors have gone from being banned to just being heavily restricted. Now, if you use an artificial color in the UK now, you have to put a warning label on the food. And you have to put a warning label because their scientists found that it can cause ADHD and all kinds of learning disorders in kids and in adults, too. But the kids have a susceptibility to it because their little bodies are so much smaller.
Right. Gosh. All right. So artificial colors. What else do people need to watch out for?
Well, here's one called Olestra, and it's just a gross one. It's a gross factor in here, and it's unhealthy. So it took Procter & Gamble a quarter century and $500 million to develop this Olestra fat substitute. But it didn't take long for many countries, including the UK and Canada, to ban it. Now, the problem with it is it depletes your fat-soluble vitamins and your carotenoids. And nobody wants this. We're eating to, like you said, to get your vitamins and your minerals. So this new fat they came up with called Olestra, which they put in a lot of chips and stuff, actually depletes those very same micronutrients you're trying to get. Above and beyond that, it causes severe gastrointestinal disturbances, and a lot of scary bathroom situations can come from eating it.
Oh.
Never want to eat it if you're not very close to the bathroom.
Exactly. And that can tell you. So, okay, Olestra. All right, so there's two. We've got six more, and I want to get through these because I want the folks to know what to watch out for.
Yes, brominated vegetable oil. Sometimes you'll see it on the ingredient list as EVO. Now, Gatorade just got there was a whole big lawsuit. They decided, people came in and they did a petition. They said, we want this out of Gatorade. Our kids are drinking this. Gatorade said, fine, we're going to take it out. However, I still see it on the store shelves. I don't know how many years they have to do it, but it hasn't been done yet. It can cause a brominated thyroid. And in short, that just means that, it makes it so that your thyroid can't function properly. It doesn't allow the iodine to get into the thyroid. And in worst case scenario, it can cause thyroid cancer. Okay, so it's banned in over 100 countries. In the U.S., our FDA said, well, we're going to permit it in contact with food on an interim basis, but it's been 40 years. So this is another one. Don't put it in your cart if you see it on the ingredient list.
Well, and there you go. I mean, so seriously, if you want to shut down your thyroid, that means shut down your metabolism. Have a Diet Mountain Dew and a turkey sandwich for lunch, because bread and Diet Mountain Dew, maybe followed with a little Gatorade after your workout, is going to have that bromine.
Hey, you can have some edamame and throw the soy in there, too.
That's right. They're right. Okay. And we're probably not going to get to all eight, but
I'll give you just one more if you want. We'll try to get through these. Potassium bromate or bromated flour, it often appears on labels. It's banned in Europe. It's banned in Canada. It's banned in China.
Right.
It's basically used to bake the bake times to be reduced because we're really lazy here. Everything has to be faster. It's linked to kidney damage and cancer and nervous system damage. And also in bread is azodicarbonamide. It's the largest one you're going to see on the edge of the ingredients list, which is where you should be looking to find out if something's healthy. And
okay,
azodicarbonamide is the same thing that's in your foam yoga mats and the soles of your sneakers.
So people actually could, after yoga class, just take a bite of their mat and they'd be just fine instead of having a sandwich. Listen, we've got about 30 seconds, and I want to know where people can get rich food, poor food, and know more about you. We've got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Perfect. We're just going to go to CaltonNutrition.com, CalTon nutrition.com, and they're right up on the bar. They're going to see our books, and we're offering a free rich food, poor food right now just for shipping and handling, shipping anywhere in the U.S. right now. So take advantage of it at CaltonNutrition.com.
You two are amazing. I'm going there right after the show and ordering my books because everybody needs to know. Thank you so much.